Today, if Krishna allows, we'll complete chapter 12, and then which describes the birth of the great emperor Pritchett. In this chapter, these events take place in between the time when Yudhisthira is coronated as the king and when Krishna leaves for Dwarka. That means several months after the Battle of Kurukshetra, Maharaj Pritchett advented. He took his birth, this great, powerful devotee. I once heard Prabhupada explain that to be king of the world, you cannot be an ordinary devotee. You have to be a Mahabhagavat. That means that one has to be directly empowered by Krishna to perform such an incredible task as governing the world as a representative of Krishna. One has to be carrying his potency for ruling the world. So Maharaj Pritchett was such a king, born in the dynasty of the Pandavas, the Kuru dynasty, of which Yudhisthira was the king. So when he was born, we heard how the kingdom was flourishing under Maharaj Yudhisthira's care. Practically there was no anxiety. Everything was in abundance. We also heard that this personality, Pritchett, was such a great devotee that Krishna personally came and visited the womb of Uttaradevi, his mother, Pritchett's mother. Actually, Krishna, one can think that isn't that awkward for Krishna to be there outside the womb of Uttaradevi? But then, one should understand that whether he is manifest in his forearm form or is not manifest, Krishna is there anyway. He is everywhere. So what is the difficulty about him manifesting to protect his devotee? And we heard what Pritchett Maharaj saw. Although he was still an embryo within the womb, he saw the Lord with his forearms, with his clubs circling, and his eyes. What color were the Lord's eyes? They were blood red, like fury. When someone becomes angry, their anger is sometimes manifest in their eyes. They become reddish due to the depth of their anger. So Krishna was furious that his devotee was being attacked. Kaunteya pati janihi name bhakti panashriti. He promises that his devotee will always be protected. He will protect his devotee. So he was furious that Pritchett was being attacked, and therefore he was vigilantly protecting and even replacing the body. How wonderful this Krishna is. So we heard that, and then at that point Pritchett was wondering, who is this wonderful personality? Who is this wonderful personality that is protecting me in this way that I saw? And Pritchett, how do you say test or examination in Hindi? Huh?
Pritcha.
Examination, pritcha, yes? Examination. So the examiner, the one who is examining, always looking, examining every person he met. Is this that person? Is this that person? That is Pritchett. So he was always examining, and his other name was Vishnuratta, protected by Vishnu. Because he was always looking for Krishna. That's actually the business of a devotee. On Sunday we will sing some bhajans, and one of the ones we will sing will be Sad Goswami Astak, and in the last one of those prayers it is He Radhi Brajade Vike Chalalite Hinando Shuno Kuta Kuta means where? He Radhi Brajade Vike, where? Where are you, Krishna? Looking always for Krishna, Srimati Radharani. This was the mood of the Goswamis. And Prickit Maharaj was also always looking for Krishna. So this is a wonderful thing. Most wonderful thing. The materialist is always looking too. A dog is always looking. The cat is always looking for a mouse or a bird. The mouse is always looking for some cheese or some grains or something to eat. The big insect is looking for the little insect. The tiger is looking, the bird is looking for a worm. And the Goswamis are looking for Krishna. And Parikit Maharaj is looking for Krishna. So attracted, caught by the attractiveness, the sweet attractiveness of Krishna. So, when this child was born, the brahmanas, they chanted their Vedic hymns to create an auspicious atmosphere. And then they predicted, through astrological means, they predicted that this child was going to be a great devotee. Because, again, they understood that he would be a great devotee. How? Because he already was a great devotee. And how did they know he was a great devotee? Because Krishna had personally come to protect him. Samaham savabhuteshu name dveshastina priya. For ordinary personalities, he does not protect. He's equal. Samoham, I am equal. Name dvesho stina priya. I am not priya, especially letting someone be dear to me. But for the devotee, it is different. So after hearing that Prickit Maharaj was a great devotee, Yudhisthira Maharaj wanted him also, he wanted to know if he was going to be qualified as a king. Because the responsibility of the king is to, one of the responsibilities in his governing the kingdom is to make sure that there is a qualified successor for him. So that the ruling can go on. Sometimes the kings, they want to go to the forest or something, like the father of Vena Maharaj. What was the father of Vena Maharaj's name? Does anyone remember? Anga. So when he saw that Venu wasn't qualified, he was such a horrible fellow, he still went to the forest. But generally, the kings, as soon as there is a qualified son, they feel relieved that their duty is now been completed. Their duty to the world is now completed. And then they can retire and take up their spiritual life. So Yudhisthira was inquiring as to whether or not this boy was going to be qualified. What are his qualities going to be like? So, in text 18, Sri Raju Vacha, Yudhisthira Maharaj, asked, the good King Yudhisthira inquired, O great souls, will he become as saintly a king, as pious in his very name, and as famous and glorified in his achievements as others who appeared in this great royal family? Because they had the tradition of the dynasty to uphold. And then in text, the brahmanas reply, the learned brahmanas said, now in the next, from text 19 to text 26, in those verses, it's going to describe the qualities of this newly born child. And they are wonderful. O son of Prita, O Maharaj Yudhisthira, this child shall be exactly like King Ikshaku, the son of Manu, in maintaining all those who are born. So, the first example He compares him to the great members of the dynasty prior to him. He takes their good qualities and shows that Maharaj Prickett will possess these good qualities. Just hear these qualities and in your mind assemble them around the person and see how you would feel, what a relief you would feel, we would all feel, to have a ruler who possessed these qualities. The first thing is, he maintained everyone, all those who were born. This is the job of the king, not to just maintain the people and kill the animals. But anyone, any living creature born in his kingdom, he has affection for them as if that creature, be he a man or a beast, was their own child, their praja. Because he is born in my kingdom, I must give him protection. So he maintains everyone who is born. So Maharaj Ichaku is the example of this, because Maharaj Ichaku was one of the receivers, he was one of the saintly kings in Parampara who received the Bhagavad Gita and dutifully acted to maintain all the subjects in his kingdom. So he would have that type of a quality, that dutifully maintaining everyone. Just imagine what it would be like to be maintained perfectly by the king, that his interest, what was motivating him, was to please Krishna, therefore the Bhagavad Gita, because sarvadamam prityajam amekam sharanam braja, you do your duty for my pleasure, yatta pravati bhutanam yena savamidam tatam. You do your duty for my pleasure, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. And the king's duty is to maintain everyone, to make sure that everyone is well taken care of. In the 10th canto, there is the story about one brahmana whose sons died. And he immediately went to the king, to Krishna in Dwarka, and complained. Your duty is to make sure that there is prosperity, and my sons died. You're not doing your duty. You're a fake. So what a responsible position it is to be the king. And as for following the Brahminical principles, especially in being true to his promise, he shall be exactly like Ram, the personality of Godhead, the son of Maharaj Dasarath. So Ram kept his promise to such a degree that his father, Dasarath, had asked him, he had told him that you'll be the next king, prepare for the coronation ceremony tomorrow, and he dutifully was going to accept it. Then the night before he called him in, or was it the next morning, he called him in and said, I'm sorry, you will not be king, but Bharat will be king in your stead, and you should go to the forest. Ram said, yes, no problem. And he kept that. He didn't stage a coup or a rebellion or a revolution. He was so fixed in his duty. And for such a person who was so fixed, there's nothing painful for him. This steadfastness is brahminical because it is dutiful, and also one has to be very much in the mode of goodness to be so steady in this way. The child be a munificent donor of charity and protector of the surrendered. This happens so many times with the Kshatriya mood, is that someone has come to me, no matter, even we will see how this is true with Maharaj Prickett, because even when Kali, the personality of Kali, comes and takes shelter of Prickett Raj, he ceases from killing him and has to give him some shelter. Maya Danava came to Arjuna and begged his shelter, and Krishna gave him shelter, and Arjuna gave him shelter. So Prickett Maharaj will be the great donor of charity and the protector of the surrendered, like the famous King Shibi of the Ustinara country. Because this, a kshatriya has to have this spirit, that there is someone in my kingdom who is in difficulty, whoever is putting him in difficulty, because he is under my protection, I will kill him. The kshatriya has that kind of spirit. And he has come to me, he is asking me for something. Even if he wants my arm, my head, I will give it to him. The Brahman. This is actually an incredible spirit. And this Maharaj Sibi was such an exalted personality. There's a story that Prabhupada tells about him. And this Maharaj Sibi, he was traveling on the earth, and this was such a long time ago. One time his horse hit something in the ground in Orissa, in the place that is now Orissa, which was before known as Kalinga. And when Maharaj Sibi went to look and see what he had hit, it was a Shiva Lingam that was buried in the ground. This was thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. And a temple was built around that, and you can see that temple today. And that is just by the place where Mahaprabhu, when he was going to Jagannath Puri for the first time, where Nityananda Prabhu broke his danda and threw it in the river. So that temple, so old, is right there. It's actually very wonderful. So Maharaj Sibi, this is the quality that Prickett Maharaj will have, and listen to the quality of this person. While Maharaj Sibi was on earth, he became very famous as a protector of surrendered souls and a donor of charities. The King of Heaven once took the shape of a pigeon hunter bird, an eagle, or some kind of an eagle or a hawk or something. And Agni, the fire god, took the shape of a pigeon. The pigeon, while being chased by the eagle, took shelter. Flew onto the lap of Maharaj Sibi. And the hunter eagle wanted the pigeon back from the king. But what to do? Maharaj Sibi didn't want to deprive the eagle of his food, but yet this pigeon had come onto his lap and had taken shelter of him. So what should he do? The king wanted to give it some other meat to eat and requested the bird not to kill the pigeon. The hunter bird refused to accept the king's offer, but it would settle later on that the eagle would accept flesh from the body of the king of the pigeon's equivalent weight. So the king said that I will give you, because a pigeon isn't, pigeons are very, very light. They're not heavy. So he said, okay, you want something in exchange for this? I will give you weight, that same weight of my own flesh. So incredible. What a mood of a kshatriya. So the king began to cut flesh from his body to weigh in the balance equivalent to the weight of the pigeon. But the mystic pigeon always remained heavier. Who is that? It was Agni Dev. The king then put himself on the balance to equate with the pigeon, and the demigods were pleased with him. He was even willing to give up his own life to protect this pigeon who had taken shelter of him. This is the mood of a king. How confident the citizens would feel with such an unselfish person in charge. The king then put himself on the balance. The King of Heaven and the fire god disclosed their identity and the king was blessed by them. So Maharaj Prickett had this quality of giving charity and maintaining. And also, he would become as famous, and he will expand the name and the fame of his family like Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushyanta. And this Bharata was not the Bharata Prabhupada explains in the purport that the planet is named after, because that he was named after the eldest son of Rishabdev. But Prabhupada explains that this Bharata was so wonderful also. I'll read what he says. Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushyanta, was not less important than the Bharata, who was the son of Rishabdev. He is the son of the famous beauty Shakuntala. Maharaj Dushyanta fell in love with Shakuntala in the forest, and Bharata was conceived. After that, Maharaj forgot his wife Shakuntala by the curse of Kanva Muni, and the child Bharata was brought up in the forest by his mother. Even in his childhood, he was so powerful that he challenged the lions and the elephants in the forest and would fight with them as little children play with cats and dogs. Because of the boys becoming so strong, more than the so-called modern Tarzan, the rishis in the forest called him Sarvadhamana, a one who was able to control everyone. So that is the famous Maharaj Bharata. Amongst great bowmen, more of the qualities of Prickett Maharaj, this child will be as good as Arjun, who is the best of bowmen. He will be as irresistible as fire, because nothing can resist fire. There are fires burning, and whole islands will go up in smoke. And what can the people do? They can send out firefighters or something like that, but no one can stop the fire. No one can stop it. They have to wait for the rain to stop it. Only Krishna can stop it. So he will be irresistible like fire and insurpassable as the ocean. And he will be as good as Arjuna. Arjuna, it mentions some interesting things about Arjuna. The Prabhupada actually gives the story of the Pandava Arjuna in quite a few pages here. He tells the whole life of Arjuna. And here's one element of Arjuna that is very interesting. Once Arjuna went to the heavenly planets, and then he met Indradev, who not only presented him with his Vajra weapon, his thunderbolt weapon to be Arjuna's weapon, but also taught him the military and musical science as used in the heavenly planets. In one sense, Indra is the real father of Arjuna. And therefore, indirectly, he wanted to entertain Arjuna with the famous society girl of heaven, Urvasi, the celebrated beauty. The society girls of heaven are lusty, and Urvasi was very eager to contact Arjuna, the strongest human being. She met him in his room and expressed her desire. But Arjuna sustained his unimpeachable character by closing his eyes before Urvasi, addressing her as mother of the Kuru dynasty, and placing her in the category of his mothers Kunti, Madri, and Sachi Devi, the wife of Indra. Disappointed, Urvasi cursed Arjuna and left. So Arjuna had so much character because this Urvasi, although the most famous and most beautiful of all the apsaras, of all the angelic heavenly women, and she wished to have a relationship with Arjuna, but Arjuna refused because there was a connection in the dynasty with her and his forefathers. So therefore she was like his mother and he refused. Such character. Not at all like contemporary leaders. This is what's required to be a leader, actually, is to have this type of steel-hard character and integrity. Nowadays, everyone mocks the leaders. They mock the president, they mock the prime ministers, they laugh at them. Everyone, Everyone thinks they're corrupt. They don't take them seriously. And this is so bad for the authority structure of society. And it makes everyone just cynical, independent, because the people don't have integrity. So just see the integrity of Arjuna. So he would be an equal bowman to Arjuna, who was the best of bowmen. Insurpassable like the ocean, and irresistible like fire. This child will be as strong as a lion, and Prabhupada explains in the purport. One is compared to the lion when one is very strong and chasing an enemy. One should be a lamb at home and a lion in the chase. The lion never fails in its chase of an animal. Similarly, the head of the state should never fail in chasing an enemy. So this quality, oh, how everyone is longing for such heroic personalities to be in charge. He will be forbearing. He will be as worthy a shelter as the Himalaya mountains, because the Himalayan mountains are so substantial. And if one goes to take shelter of them, even if one has nothing, one will be provided, because naturally there's so much wealth there in natural resources. He will be forbearing like the earth. The earth is supremely tolerant. And he will be as tolerant also as his parents. So Yudhisthira Maharaj, Yudhisthira was so tolerant, because he was the king, and when he came and he was cheated in so many different ways, and yet he never complained. So tolerant. And parents also, it's a business of parents to be tolerant of their children, of the excesses of their children, and give them affection. So that will be his quality. Although he'll be unstoppable like fire, he'll have the affection of parents for the citizens. He will maintain and protect everyone. He will chase his enemies until the very end. He will be tolerant. He'll be an expert bowman. He will be so famous, he will increase the fame of the dynasty of the Pandavas. And how much fame did the Pandavas already have? They already were unlimitedly famous. He would yet increase their fame. And he does, by being such a noble hearer of the Bhagavatam. What qualities! The child will be like his grandfather Yudhisthira, or Brahma, in equanimity of mind. He will be munificent, he will be generous, like the Lord of the Kailash Hills, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, he is Asutosh, he is very easily pleased. And he will give anything. He will be the resort of everyone, like the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan, who is even the shelter of the Goddess of Fortune. These purports are so nice. The child will almost be as good as Lord Sri Krishna by following in his footsteps. In his magnanimity, in his generosity, he will become as great as King Rantidev. And in religion, he will be like Marajayati. Marajayati performed so many sacrifices. And Rantidev, in the ninth canto, the story of Rantidev is told that he had been fasting for a very long time. For a very long time. And then just as he was about to sit down and break his fast, a brahmana came in and said, "Please, I am hungry. You please give me something to eat." He had been fasting for so long. And he said, "You take care of what I have." He was the king. And then gradually, different personalities of lower and lower character came in. A Sudra came in, a Chandala came in, and finally all, and he gave away everything. Even though he was weak, almost dying from hunger, he gave away his own food like that. And finally all he had left was some water. And then I think a dog came in or something, and he gave that. What? How unselfish. How unselfish. And the child will be almost as good as Sri Krishna by following in his footsteps. We'll read some interesting points in Prabhupada's purport about Krishna. The last instruction of Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is that one should give up everything and should follow in the footsteps of the Lord alone. Less intelligent persons do not agree to this great instruction of the Lord's, as ill luck would have it. But one who is actually intelligent catches up this sublime instruction and is immediately benefited. Foolish persons do not know that association is the cause of acquiring qualities. Association with fire makes As we have discussed previously, one can achieve 78% of the godly qualities of the by the Lord's intimate association. To follow the instructions of the Lord is to associate with the Lord. The Lord is not a material object whose presence one has to feel for such association. The Lord is present everywhere and at all times. He's there already. Whether we feel it or whether we don't feel it, whether we're aware of it or not, Krishna is already there. It is quite possible to have his association simply by following his instructions, because the Lord and his instructions and the Lord and his name, fame, attributes and paraphernalia are all identical with him, being absolute knowledge. Maharaj Prickett associated with the Lord even from the womb of his mother up to the last day of his valuable life, and thus he acquired all the essential good qualities of the Lord in all perfection. How did he associate with the Lord? He was always looking for him. He was always thinking about him. He was always hearing about him. He was hearing about his great parents and grandparents, the Pandavas, and how they dealt with the Lord. Everywhere he went, people would talk about Krishna and his forefathers, and he was always enwrapped in thoughts about Krishna. And thus, by that association, he became so powerful. Just like one becomes, if one takes iron and puts it in a fire, that iron will become red hot and will have all the qualities of fire. So similarly, when the soul, now contaminated, covered by matter, is in contact with Krishna, then takes on all the qualities of Krishna up to his capacity. The child will be like Bali Maharaj in patience, a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna like Prahlad Maharaj, a performer of many Aswamedha horse sacrifices, and a follower of the old and experienced men. So like Bali Maharaj in patience. In what way was Bali Maharaj patience? I looked up the word in the dictionary. And the patience means, there are several meanings, but one meaning is the bearing of provocation or pain or annoyance or misfortune without complaint, loss of temper or anger. So Bali Maharaj was cheated by Krishna. Krishna came to Bali Maharaj and said, oh please, this is the time that you're performing a sacrifice, and at this time people can ask you for charity. So he came as Vamandeva, a Brahmin boy, and he asked for charity. What do you want? Just, I want 3 steps of land by my own measurement, not very much. Bali Maharaj looked at him. 3 steps of land? I could give you villages. I could give you so many things. I could give you gold. So much wealth that you never have to ask anyone for anything? And you ask only for 3 steps of land? You're just a child. And then Vamadeva said, no, I'll just take 3 steps of land. And then, with his own steps, he expanded those steps, so those 3 steps, or 2 of his steps, covered everything within the universe. And in this way, instead of saying, what I want is the universe, he said, only 3 steps of land, and he cheated Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj was so patient. He did not become angry. You've taken everything from me. His spiritual master cursed him for agreeing to give everything to Lord Vamandev. And he just remained fixed. He didn't become angry. He didn't become annoyed. He remained fixed in his desire to please Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj, a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna. How staunch a devotee was Prahlad. He was in the most dangerous of all circumstances. The most powerful person, Aranyakashipu, was trying to kill him. And he just simply remained fixed. I'm a devotee. Whatever happens, Krishna's mercy. No anxiety. Just fixed in his devotion. Aranyakashipu told him basically, if you don't give up your Vaishnava religion, I'm going to kill you. And he was a boy, and Hiranyakashipu was so powerful. He didn't consider it for a second. Rather, he preached to his father and told him, no, you should give up your envy. You should give up thinking in terms of friends and enemies. You should change. I'm not going to change. He didn't say it in the audacious way, but he spoke very plainly to his father. So staunch. And he performed many Ashwamedha horse sacrifices, as Bhishma had said, and we'll hear about those in a few moments, because that increases the fame. And he was that Yudhisthira actually did that. And he was a follower of the old and experienced men. Nowadays, no one wants to follow anyone. And people look upon the elderly and the experienced as if they were simply in the way of their fun and their happiness. Just move aside. Move aside so we can go on with our enjoyment. And in this way, all culture, all tradition, all wisdom is lost in society. So Maharaj Prickett, although so qualified himself, will still take advice and still follow the sages, the old and experienced men. And also, in case Yudhisthira was worried that this would be the end of the dynasty, this child will be the father of kings who will be like sages, Janmanjaya. For world peace and for the sake of religion, he will be the chastiser of the upstarts and the quarrelsome. So we'll hear about that, how he chastised the age of Kali. After hearing of his own death, Maharaj Prickett, which will be caused by the bite of a snake bird sent by a son of a brahmana, he will get himself freed from all material attachment and surrender unto the personality of Godhead, taking shelter of him. So one might think, what an unfortunate thing to happen to such a great person, that he's going to be cursed and die. But actually, such a great person was fixed in knowledge. And he just accepted that if Krishna wants me to die, he must have some plan. I will accept it as Krishna's mercy. Prabhupada explains in his purport. Material attachment and taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord go ill together. Material attachment means ignorance of transcendental happiness under the shelter of the Lord. devotional service to the Lord while existing in the material world is a way to practice one's transcendental relation with the Lord. And when it is matured, one gets completely free from all material attachment and becomes competent to go back home, back to Godhead. Maharaj Prickett, being especially attached to the Lord from the very beginning of his body in the womb of his mother, was continuously under the shelter of the Lord. And the so-called warning of his death within 7 days from the date of the curse by the Brahmana son was a boon to him to enable him to prepare himself to go back home, back to Godhead. Since he was always protected by the Lord, he could have avoided the effect of such a curse by the grace of the Lord. But he did not take such undue advantage for nothing. Rather, he made the best use of a bad bargain. For 7 days continuously, he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source, and thus he got shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord by that opportunity. What instructions there are in the character of Maharaj Prickett. Something horrible happens. Somehow or another, take advantage of it. Make the best use of it. For what purpose? To advance in Krishna consciousness. In the material world, when something good happens, people rejoice and become more and more entangled. And when something bad happens, they cry and lament and blame everyone else, and in this way become envious and become more and more entangled. And for a devotee, when something good happens, like we heard the story of Sudama Brahmana, neutral, use it in Krishna's service. When something bad happens, Krishna's mercy, let me advance in Krishna consciousness. How staunch a devotee, how fixed one has to be like that. So Maharaj Prickett, such an example, what an exemplar of a ruler, of a devotee. Text 28. After inquiring about proper self-knowledge from the son of Vyasadeva, who will be a great philosopher, he will renounce all material attachment and achieve a life of fearlessness. This is the process of achieving fearlessness. Because in this world, everyone is in anxiety, so much anxiety, because we are afraid of so many things. And what are we afraid of? We're afraid of losing that which we are attached to, especially. We're afraid of losing everything, but especially the body. So we're in anxiety because we're afraid, and we're afraid because we're attached. So to remove that attachment, knowledge is required. Knowledge that we are souls, that we are Krishna's servants. That means to get that knowledge we have to hear philosophy. And to get that philosophy we have to hear from a devotee. So that's just what happened to Maharaj Prickett. After inquiring about self-knowledge from the son of Vyas, who will be a great philosopher, he will renounce all material attachment and achieve a life of fearlessness. Prabhupada's purport. Material knowledge means ignorance of the knowledge of one's own self. Philosophy means to seek after the right knowledge of one's own self, or the knowledge of self-realization. Prabhupada explains, this material world is fearful. It is fearfulness. He's equating the material world with fearfulness. Everyone is in so much anxiety. Fearful. Its prisoners are always fearful as within a prison house. So Maharaj Prickett will become free by the process of hearing from exalted Sukadeva Goswami. So that's the end of the instructions, or the predictions about the qualities and activities of Maharaj Prickett by the great astrologers. Text 29. Thus, those who are expert in astrological knowledge and in the performance of the birth ceremony instructed King Yudhisthira about the future history of his child. Then, being sumptuously remunerated, they all returned to their respective homes. So his son would become as famous in the world as Prickett, examiner. So his son would become famous in the world as Prickett, the examiner, because he would come to examine all human beings in his search after that personality whom he saw before his birth. Thus he would come to constantly contemplate him. This was actually the source of Prickett Maharaj's greatness, because he was always thinking, where is Krishna? Who is Krishna? Where can I find Krishna? When will I find Krishna? Where? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Now, there's a wonderful purport where Prabhupada describes something about his own life. Let us listen carefully. Prickett Maharaj, fortunate as he was, got the impression of the Lord even in the womb of his mother. And thus his contemplation on the Lord was constantly with him. Once the impression of the transcendental form of the Lord is fixed in one's mind, one can never forget him in any circumstance. Child Prickett, after coming out of the womb, was in the habit of examining everyone to see whether he was that same personality whom he first saw in the womb. But no one could be equal or more attractive than the Lord, and therefore he never accepted anyone. But the Lord was constantly with him by such examination. And thus Maharaj Prickett was always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord by remembrance. Srila Jiva Goswami remarks in this connection that every child, if given an impression of the Lord from his very childhood, certainly becomes a great devotee of the Lord like Maharaj Prickett. One may not be as fortunate as Maharaj Prickett to have the opportunity to see the Lord in the womb of his mother, but even if he is not so fortunate, he can be made so if the parents of the child desire him to be so. There is a practical example in my personal life in this connection. My father was a pure devotee of the Lord. And when I was only 4 or 5 years old, my father gave me a couple of forms of Radha and Krishna. In a playful manner, I used to worship these deities along with my sister, and I used to imitate the performances of a neighboring temple of Radha Govinda. By constantly visiting this neighboring temple and copying the ceremonies in connection with my own deities of play, I developed a natural affinity for the Lord. My father used to observe all the ceremonies befitting my position. Later on, these activities were suspended due to my association in the schools and colleges, and I became completely out of practice. But in my youthful days, when I met my spiritual master, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, again I revived my old habit, and the same playful deities became my worshipful deities in proper regulation. This was followed up until I left the family connection, and I am pleased that my generous father gave the first impressions, which was developed later into regulative devotional service by his divine grace. Maharaj Prickett also advised that such impressions of a godly relation must be impregnated from the beginning of childhood. Otherwise, one may miss the opportunity of the human form of life, which is very valuable, although it is temporary, like others. As the moon... So it's so interesting to note that when the Brahmastra was thrown at Uttara. What was Uttara thinking? That this was the greatest calamity that could happen. Because why? Because due to this calamity, my son within the womb is going to be killed. She feared, she thought it was a calamitous situation for her son. But look, look at the actual result of that calamity. The result actually turned to the greatest fortune. Because it was due to that that Krishna protected the boy, and it was due to that protection that Parikshit Maharaj saw the Lord while within the womb, and it was due to his seeing him within the womb that he was fully Krishna conscious throughout every moment of the remainder of his life. So for a devotee, he never actually becomes an anxiety in difficult circumstances because he sees that they will only give birth to deeper and more intense holding on to the lotus feet of Krishna, making deeper impressions of Krishna within my consciousness. So these pastimes are so instructive. They are meant for us to apply to our lives. Text 31. As the moon in its waxing fortnight develops day after day, so the royal prince Parikshit very soon developed luxuriantly under the care and full facilities of his guardian grandfathers. Just at this time, King Yudhisthira was considering performing a horse sacrifice to get free from the sins incurred from fighting with kinsmen. But he became anxious to get some wealth, for there were no surplus funds outside of fines and tax collection. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that there was no more money in the treasury after the battle of Kurukshetra. So Maharaj Yudhisthira needed to get funds, and he didn't just tax the citizens, that was meant for something else. So this was all while Krishna was still present after the battle. Understanding the hearty wishes of the king, his brothers, as advised by the infallible Lord Krishna, collected sufficient riches from the north left by King Maruta. So the story of this is there, and Prabhupada says that there is in the Himalayan mountains somewhere there is a peak made out of gold, and any adventurer, someone who is a great adventurer who wishes and who has that lust for gold can go and find it. So the Pandavas, the rest of the Pandavas, to bring back wealth so that the king could perform the Aswamedha sacrifices, they went out and brought back the wealth, gold. By those riches, the king could procure the ingredients for 3 horse sacrifices. Thus the pious King Yudhisthira, who was very fearful after the battle of Kurukshetra, pleased Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada's purport here is lengthy, but I would advise everyone to read it, because he talks about the gold and different jagyas, and how in Kali Yuga really the jagya that we should do is chanting Krishna's names and engaging in the Sankirtan jagya. And how Maharaj Parikshit, how Maharaj Yudhisthira was feeling very, very bad because he had committed some sins. He had committed no sin actually. But he was feeling bad that he had caused harm to others. And Prabhupada explains that we, on the other hand, even though Maharaj Parikshit was sinless and so pious, we, being sinful and impious, don't feel any remorse or don't ever feel that we've done anything wrong. And as Maharaj Yudhisthira performed the sacrifices to please Krishna, to atone, more or less, for what he felt was improper, similarly, we should engage in chanting the holy names in the Sankirtan Yajna. And then the last two verses. Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, being invited to the sacrifices by Maharaj Yudhisthira, saw to it that they were performed by qualified brahmanas, and after that, for the pleasure of his relatives, the Lord remained a few months. So we already heard this in chapter 11, how the Lord remained for a few months. And then O Shonaka, Sutta Goswami says, thereafter the Lord, having bade farewell to King Yudhisthira, Draupadi, and the other relatives, started for the city of Dwarka, accompanied by Arjuna and other members of the Yadu dynasty. Remember how they followed him for a great distance to protect him, but actually because they did not want to be separated from him. And it was their gesture of affection. So we've heard what Maharaj Prickett, the predictions of what he is going to be, and in the next chapter we'll hear about, the next two chapters we'll hear about, start hearing about his activities. How powerful and fearless and full of integrity he was. How he maintained and protected, based on the principles of the Bhagavad Gita, as Ikshaku based his activities on the principles of the Bhagavad Gita. And there's some very interesting philosophy as well. Interesting pastime, interesting philosophy. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. These stories of the pastimes of the great kings, these are part of the culture. Nowadays, there's no culture, and we hear rather than about these very moral personalities, we hear about immoral personalities, and they become our heroes. And therefore the morality of the youth and the society degenerates so much, and simply cynicism replaces it. Any questions or comments? Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But the idea being that although there is a super soul in your heart and a super soul in my heart, and everyone else's heart, it's still only one super soul. And the example is always given that the Lord is like the sun. And there may be many pots of water that the sun reflects in. So it may appear that there are many suns, but actually there is only one sun. So similarly, there is only one Lord who manifests in many places. So this is definitely the super soul. But if you're asking whether the super soul who was in his heart moved over to there, does anyone know? But it's the same one anyway, whether at that point she had two. But actually there's unlimited, because between every atom the super soul is there anyway. So it's just a matter, and he was already there, because he's already everywhere. So it's just a matter of manifesting or not manifesting, seeing or not seeing. Any other questions? He was such a dashing hero. with his bow, with his sword, powerful, like a lion in the chase. The lion always captures his prey. The lion is actually an empowered living entity. When you go to the, if you go to the zoo or something, I wouldn't. You can see that they have such a shakti about them, because Krishna says, He has put a specific shakti in the lion, and they're terrifying. Because of that, they have a specific potency of raw power, the king of beasts. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.